Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. military generals and admirals from around the world gathering in Virginia. They were summoned there by Defense Secretary Hegseth and President Trump. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce says many are still in the dark about what it's all about.
This really is an unprecedented meeting that senior officers know very little about. President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be addressing several hundred top commanders who have been told to convene in person this morning at Quantico in Virginia. Without knowing the reason, Secretary Hegseth, we know, is expected to discuss what he's coined the warrior ethos. But beyond that, very little is known.
The federal government appears on the road to a shutdown. Talks between Republicans and Democrats in Congress have broken down. Midnight tonight is the deadline. Tropical storm Imelda expected to create wet, windy conditions on the East Coast this week. And Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill likely out for the rest of the year after suffering a dislocated left knee. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is the final day Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is scheduling abortion care before taking a pause because of a new federal law. The federal budget law, at the time President Donald Trump dubbed it the Big Beautiful Bill, included a provision that bans clinics that provide abortions from accepting federal Medicaid money for 1 year. The Hyde Amendment was passed in 1976. It already means federal money cannot go toward most abortions. So Planned Parenthood does not get federal money for abortion care except in really special cases. But this new law bans clinics that do perform abortions from accepting federal Medicaid dollars for any health care services for 1 year. That includes the wide variety of care Planned Parenthood provides, like cancer screenings and contraceptives and HIV treatment. Staff at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin say they serve 50,000 people across the state, and 60% of them have Medicaid. The Guttmacher Institute says if Planned Parenthood was not serving Medicaid patients, other providers would need to increase their caseloads by 144% to cover that loss in services. Planned Parenthood leaders say pausing abortion services allows them to continue providing all those other kinds of care, and they insist it's temporary. They say they're trying to figure out where to go from here, and they want to let cases against the law play out in court. Attorney General Josh Call is one of the people fighting that new law in court. He joined 21 other attorneys general who filed a motion asking a judge to temporarily block the law. Back in July, a federal judge approved an injunction basically stopping the law from going into effect. But a couple weeks ago, a federal appeals judge reversed that decision. The attorneys general argue in their lawsuit that the law is unconstitutional and singled out Planned Parenthood. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks are new and improved. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. That's the message Bucks GM John Horsehead telling reporters on how they've revamped the roster after releasing Damian Lillard.
We have even more shooting this year than we had last year. Obviously highlighted by the Miles Turner acquisition, which was huge for us. He really fits us as a person, as a player, age-wise on the timeline of the rest of our team. Doc said yesterday he's actually younger than Giannis, which is great.
NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons says he wants to meet this week with defensive coordinator Jeff Halfley after Green Bay allowed the Cowboys to score 40 points Sunday night.
We're just sitting down talking for 10-15 minutes together post-game, and just like I said, bro, I want to meet with you one-on-one. That's the same thing I used to do with Zimmer, same thing I did with Dan Quinn, just about like what he sees, what I see. I'll take my personal time so that we can build that relationship together. But, you know, it's something that I do want to hope throughout this bye week that we come back and we start doing more things together.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're
hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground, and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Federal government shutdown looms, healthcare in danger. We'll discuss it with Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Action Alliance. Also, Alex Bedorsky is in talking about Knowles Nelson Conservancy.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WMDX, where even the weather has opinions.
All right, okay.
Good morning, Madison.
Calm down.
Is that a little too much coffee?
92.7 WMDX, Madison. Good morning, morning show. Good morning, Madison.
All right.
Good morning, Madison.
Sweating just listening to that.
7:06, we've got... partly cloudy skies this morning and cool temperatures in the mid-50s. We'll get into the low to mid-80s once again today. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dominic Lee, our producer. And things are looking good outside studios over State Street. Looks like they painted the lines going around the corner there.
Finally.
Sprucing things up.
Right.
Just in time for winter, I guess. I don't know.
So we can't see them in winter.
Okay. When was the last time we've seen a leaf blower? I mean,
I don't know.
I could not tell you the last time we...
I think they picked a different block to start off early in the morning.
You think so?
Yeah, they work their way up, maybe.
Maybe they only do it once a week now. I don't know.
We're the cleanest town in the world.
Not really.
I'm serious. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked to... a doctor yesterday about vaccines and what the administration is doing and all the fake treatments now that they're recommending people get. God, this is just outrageous. So the FDA commissioner comes out and says, I don't think autism is genetic.
Really?
Well, I'm glad to hear your opinion.
Can we get to that story in just a moment,
I'm not
John?
Getting to the story. I'm just telling you what the headline is.
Okay.
That's all. It's dumb enough just the way it is.
That's all we need to know?
We don't need to know any more than
okay.
that. This is what the administration's cranking out.
Okay. Hey, guess what? It's time for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Cue the music there. Yes, it's your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash, plus every single entry you put in goes into the grand prize drawing, which will be for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game coming up in November. Okay, get ready to get on the Civic Media app and text us the keyword for this hour. The word is WIN, W-I-N. Simple as that, WIN. Okay, you text us and get that text to us before 8 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
And you'll be in the contest for that gold jewelry and the $200 cash, plus the grand prize drawing, which will happen at the end of the contest. It is a multi-state contest. Again, the word is WIN. You can use the Civic Media app. Text us right now. Go to the WMDX portion of that app and... get on the text button, text the word WIN. And you can go to civicmedia.us/contest for complete contest rules.
All right. That sounds fantastic. And what an incredible game. I mean, you know, that's the game to attend.
By the way, every time that you text in, you get a response. Okay, you get a response that your text has gone into the contest, and you there's a link in that text response, and you can click on that for more chances to win by subscribing to the newsletter or following us on Facebook or, you know, checking out the new newsletter, Civic Media Today. So get your entries in.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. Now, here's you're not eligible.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. I'll be hanging outside Lambeau Field looking for somebody selling their tickets for a big price.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, this is the big story for today. Trump has signed a little notice, national security directive, different from executive orders. This is a big deal. Identifying anti-Christian and anti-American views as indicators of radical left violence. Okay. Indicators of it.
Okay.
It's called National Security Presidential Memorandum 7, or if you want to make that into an acronym, NSPM 7. All right? That's what it's called, and that's
that
how
just
they'll
rolls off the tongue.
That's how they'll refer to it.
What?
Here's the quote. This is the first time in American history that there is an all of government effort to dismantle left-wing terrorism. Okay. Yeah, because, you know, they don't have enough on the right. They don't have a network over there. The Joint Terrorism Task Force will disrupt any individual or groups that foment political violence, including before they result in violent political acts. Again, okay. It's preemptive. Before they result in political acts. They're targeting pre-crime. In a reference to Minority Report, I have a little
pre-crime.
Clip here. Yeah, it's 231, clip 231. This is from Minority Report, just to kind of give you an idea of what it's going to sound like in the back rooms of the White House.
I'm sure you all understand the legalistic drawback to pre-crime methodology.
Here we go again.
But let's not kid ourselves. We are arresting individuals who have broken no law.
But they will.
You ever get any false positives? Someone intends to kill his boss or his wife, but they never go through with it. How do the precogs tell the difference?
Precogs don't see what you intend to do. Only what you will do.
That's right. And the precogs are like people with autism on the spectrum, and they can tell. They know. Not completely,
really?
Though. The movie proves that. Anyway, it's a great movie, by the way. You got to see that. Trump's NSPM 7 labels common beliefs as terrorism indicators. I'm not kidding. I've got a list here that can sense dangerous liberals. This is what they're looking for. Anti-Americanism. Check yourself at the door on this one. Anti-capitalism.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Anti-Christianity.
Okay.
Support for the overthrow of the United States government, which I think is already happening. I'm not sure. extremism on migration. I think we have that going on right now. Extremism on race. Well, we're seeing that on the right. See, these are all right-wing things. Extremism on gender. We're seeing that on the right. This is all left-wing stuff, though. Hostility towards those who hold traditional American views on family. Again, now, these are the characteristics they're going to look for to stop you, to interrogate you, to lock you up.
Yikes.
This is the final nail in the coffin for this country. This is it right here. Hostility toward those who hold traditional American views on the family. What? How would you know that? You know, I've got a family myself. Yeah. So I don't know. You know, a lot of these people don't have families, like my mega friend in Milwaukee. But, you know, he can spot all this stuff. Hostility towards those who hold traditional American views on religion. And finally, hostility toward those who hold traditional American views on morality. So
that's a big list.
They're going to be the morality police,
apparently,
in this country, and they're going to stop you, interrogate you, and lock you up in a FEMA camp someplace, and you'll be, well, maybe housed right next to our broadcast booth.
So Trump is going to sign this thing today.
He signed it.
He already signed it.
Oh, he signed it a little while back. Yeah, no one noticed it.
No ceremony or anything on this one.
No. This
with the big pen and the,
this everybody is going on. This is while they go after Antifa, the network Antifa in our country.
Okay.
which doesn't exist at all, and it was a surprise to every Democrat out there, any liberal, any progressive, any pro-democracy individual. None of us knew we had this network. Damn, had we known. We could have sold memberships, you know, made a little money on this thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, a pre-crime endeavor prevented attacks before they happened. Not just about thwarting violent actors. It's about chilling free speech and association, according to one attorney. It allows the attorney general to recommend formal designation of domestic terrorism organizations. So if you fund a certain group, if you donate to a certain group, like Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Oh, okay.
They might consider them, you know.
Really?
Yeah. One of these terrorist organizations. It stretches to organizations seen as supporting progressive causes, suggesting the scope could well include mainstream nonprofit advocacy. And that's us. Wait a minute.
Hold on here.
Whoa.
Time out.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Wow.
So anyway, that's the big story. And
that is a pretty big one.
We might all be looking over our shoulder very, very soon.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how to top that one.
I don't either.
But, you know, in just a little while, we're going to have part two of Charlie Kirk debating with a feminist.
Mm-hmm.
And this all took place at Cambridge Union. And she did a fantastic job. You can always find this at the YouTube channel, The Special Relationship. I have not looked at other discussions there, but this one stood out for me, and I split it up because it was about 9 minutes long.
Yeah.
But you get to hear part two in just a few moments.
Okay. Hey, we want to remind you, you can win a dinner from Sugar River Pizza. Go to our website, WMDXradio.com. Win your dinner. Every week we give away a $50 gift card to Sugar River Pizza, and it's all because they won Best of Madison for Best Pizza, and we're celebrating the fact that we were also nominated as Best Radio Team, and you can win a $50 gift card. We do a drawing once a week, then we throw out all the entries and start all over on Monday. Just go to WMDX Radio and click on the banner, Win Your Dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, how about listening to a little cut here from a guy we haven't heard from in a long time?
Oh, who's that?
Keith Olbermann.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about Trump's worst 96 hours. So this is cut 215. Let's listen.
After perhaps the worst 96 hours of his presidency, the worst 96 hours of the worst presidency of all time, the most fail in the shortest span, the last 96 hours, the UN speech sounding like an escapee from a psych ward, his Tylenol news conference sounding like an escapee from a psych ward who's been living on the street for a month, his suggestion NATO countries shoot down Russian jets, his sudden embrace of Ukraine, MAGA rage about Ukraine, the cover of a London right-wing daily, and his picture in 72-point type with the word deranged below it. The ICE shooting in Dallas. His idiot simpering vice president pretending the victims were agents when they were detainees. His ICE chief not denying, then denying he took $50,000 in a paper bag. His paranoia over the stopped teleprompter at the UN that was his White House staff's fault. His paranoia over the stopped escalator at the UN that was his own vanity videographer's fault. His desire to arrest the escalator and arrest James Comey, the election of Adelita Grijalva to Congress, and the fact that she'll be the last representative needed to force a vote on releasing the Trump Epstein files, his self-humiliation at the Kirk Memorial, ABC reinstating Kimmel, Kimmel then shoving him in a locker using only a monologue, Kimmel then getting a record 6 million viewers and 22 more million online in his first 20 hours, the fact that Kimmel and ABC and Bob Iger and Disney and America told Trump to shove his threats. And that's just since Sunday night.
Wow. Keith Olbermann.
Yeah.
Wow. That's quite the list.
and you know,
been busy.
Yeah, we've got over 3 more years of that. 3 more years of 96 hours. oh, my gosh. Yeah. Pete Hegseth meeting with all the generals this morning.
Actually live coverage.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, 19 past the hour. Coming back, we'll be checking in with Brittany Merlot, get an update on the weather, And in just a few minutes, we'll talk to Hannah Van from the Walk to End Alzheimer's. That's coming up on John and Gordy.
WMDX, talk radio for people who read past the headline.
This portion of John and Gordy is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. The Labor Day sale continues. Get a free box or platform foundation with your mattress purchase or upgrade to an adjustable base during the Labor Day sale through September. Verlo Mattress, East and West in Madison. Go to verlo.com.
Cheese curds and craft beer. Progressive politics and football fans. Only Madison could make it all work together. We're the radio station that gets it, because we live here with you. 92.7 WMDX, serving up real news and great conversation about the things we care about, the things that make our city absolutely irresistible, keeping Madison caffeinated and conversating. WMDX.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Hey, Gordy, I gotta admit, these hearing aids from Madison Hearing Aid Center changed my life.
Mine too, John. I thought I needed subtitles to talk to my grandkids.
And these aren't those old giant clunkers we saw in the old days. It's got Bluetooth, it's rechargeable, the works.
Yeah, my phone connects straight to my ears. I'm basically a cyborg now.
Well, hey, you just figured out texting last year, too.
Yeah, baby steps. But I did call Madison Hearing Aid Center, and you should too. 608-249-4077.
608-249-4077. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We've taken all you've given, but it's getting hard to make a living. Mr. President, have pity on the working man.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Check out our Civic Media app. Check WMDX and then text us or give us a voice note or give us a call as well. We want to hear from you. You're part of this program.
Yep. Phone lines are open right now, 608-879-8255. And weather for today, mid-50s to start things out, but temperatures will climb once again into low to mid-80s this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine through the day, mixed in with some clouds. Reminder, our key word this hour in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, the key word is win. Just jump on the Civic Media app and text us the word win. You can go to the WMDX site on that app and hit the text button. Win, W-I-N. It's a multi-state contest, and every chance that you get to text us that word gets you another step closer to win a piece of jewelry and $200 cash, plus every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for indoor club-level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota in November.
All right, we got to get to our cut here. This is cut 214, the Charlie Kirk debate with a feminist, and she's defending working women in the U.S. Let's go with it.
the women of the West have it the best in the world, and yet they're way unhappier than women of sub-Saharan Africa. There's something fundamentally wrong here. Because the women of sub-Saharan Africa have something that a lot of women in the West do not have. The women in the West have cats, and they have good jobs. And the women of sub-Saharan Africa, they have a belief in the divine, and they have kids. And maybe there's a biological undercurrent that is keeping a lot of women from realizing their full potential. And so without reading your phone and just, like, you know, connecting...
I'm not really reading my phone.
Well, you, it's fine. Sure, then you can answer without it. Fair enough. Would you agree that it's a good thing that more women get married and have children in the West?
I would ask you, would you say that a sub-Saharan African woman who's experienced female genital mutilation and checks extremely happy in a survey, and I also would check extremely happy in a survey, who do you think would be objectively more happy, even if they both check the same answer?
No, again, so I fully, if you want to talk about how Islam mistreats women, we could talk all day long. Like, I'm all for that.
Me too.
Okay, good. So we agree.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually agree on many, many things.
And we should shut off Muslim immigration to the UK, right? We totally agree.
I think that all religious fundamentalism is bad. And if you take that logic, we should also not allow evangelical Christians into the UK either.
Hold on. So hold on a second. Hold on. That's funny. Hold on. What would your example, because I have 50, of a single Christian country that you would say mistreats women, right?
America.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We had a female woman vice president. We had a female vice president, a female speaker of the House. Women earn more than men in America.
In Rwanda, female representation in government supersedes the UK by quite a lot. Do women get treated better in Rwanda?
I'm making a simple observation, which is objectively true regardless. The women of the West are miserable, and they're miserable for a reason. Because we've told them to suppress how they are made by God and pursue something else and get a bunch of trinkets and get a bunch of promotions, and they end up
like guys.
38 years old with a big flat in London, and they're miserable. And we should tell them to stop freezing their eggs and start finding their partner earlier and have lots of babies.
Yeah, okay. I think I'd bring two just final points to this. First one is just really intuitive, right? Which is that if you actually care about women's happiness, then the solution is to structurally support them. That means universal childcare, shared legally enforceable parental leave. And in Nordic countries where women have high workforce participation and also some state support, they report higher life satisfaction than in more conservative countries, including America. So if your metric is
just
happiness...
Just do satisfaction surveys. You just told me they're BS.
So our satisfaction surveys bullshit or not? Because you told me they're bullshit.
Do you acknowledge satisfaction surveys or not? You just told me that they're BS. Do you think they're objective? We can use that as data?
I don't think that
it
is the only sole data set, but it is a data set that
you told me they're so flawed and you self-report. Okay, by the macro self-satisfaction data, I am correct. And you are right. When you have paid family leave, you are happier. I'm actually a proponent of that. At Turning Point USA, we pay for 6 months when somebody has a child. I think there's a lot of agreement we can have on that. We need to encourage having more children. I think the Hungarian child policy is phenomenal. We should look at that because the greatest thing that is plaguing the West is we're not having enough kids. And it's not just bad because we won't have a future. It's also bad because the present is awfully miserable for too many women as well.
Okay, in which case I think we get...
Can we bring this to a close, please?
Okay, I think just one final thing, which is that in which case we get to a really interesting argument about what parts of womanhood can be demarcated to the social and what kinds of womanhood can be demarcated to the biological. So, for example, my anatomy is demarcated to the biological. But the fact that I might potentially be a better nurturer than a man, I would demarcate that to the social. You might demarcate that to the biological, in which case we have differing moral scales of value. I would ask why we should necessarily prioritize your moral scale of value, which prioritizes things like the birth rate, when in actual fact there are various other moral scales of value. And if you yourself are a free market American, why is it the case that you would not, like the previous speaker noted, extend personal freedoms towards all spheres, including a private sphere?
I believe in absolute truth claims, and it's absolutely wrong and bad when a society stops having kids to replace their own population, and then you have to import the third world, and you become the third world. It's bad.
I disagree, but thank you.
Okay, thank you.
That right there was absolute perfection. That student just gave a textbook lesson in how to handle a bad faith actor. The what is a woman question isn't a genuine inquiry. It's a rhetorical trap designed to make his opponent look foolish and extreme. But she didn't fall for it. Her answer was calm, nuanced, and intellectually honest, and it completely defused his attack. And what was Kirk's response when his gotcha failed? A complete meltdown into pure condescension. He couldn't win the intellectual argument, so he resorted to a pathetic, misogynistic rant about miserable career women with cats who need to stop freezing their eggs and have babies. It was a total mask-off moment. He didn't just lose the debate. He exposed the raw contempt at the heart of his entire worldview.
Great stuff. YouTube channel, The Special Relationship.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was Charlie Kirk and then...
Great job. Yeah. Great job exposing Charlie Kirk for what he really is. Mm-hmm.
It is 29 minutes past the hour. We'll check in with the Midwest Food and Farm Report. And when we come back, Hannah Van will give us an update on the Walk to End Alzheimer's. We're part of that walk. WMDX has a team and we'll be there this Sunday at Warner Park. We encourage you to join in the walk or donate. Find out much more coming back with John and Gordy on WMDX.
WMDX, news that thinks, talk that matters.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX. You may think that World Dairy Expo is a show only for people that are in the dairy industry or involved in cows. Well, you might want to think again. I'm Pam Yockey with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. I'll give everybody a reason why they may want to attend World Dairy Expo. That's up next.
What is the Dairyland seed difference? The answer is found in our difference makers. Our seeds are developed and delivered for unrivaled performance in and only in the Upper Midwest. Our local dealers, expert agronomists, and everyone throughout our organization who live to make life better on farms and in the community. It's our people, products, and pedigree that combine to make a true difference that you can see on the bottom line and feel in your heart. Learn more about our difference makers at DairylandSeedDifference.com.
It is a tradition that everybody can enjoy at World Dairy Expo, the grilled cheese sandwich. The UW-Madison Badger Dairy Club is largely responsible for the grilled cheese stand at World Dairy Expo. Grace Manziel is heading up the effort this year on behalf of Badger Dairy Club. She's from Roberts, Wisconsin. She's currently a biological systems engineering student on campus, and she's ready for volume this week.
We are estimating to sell about 20,000 grilled cheeses throughout this week. It takes about 15 people at our peak time. As you can see, this morning we're running a little short. Sometimes we have one person on four griddles and we're making it work. But our crew here is really good about jumping in and helping out and making sure that everything gets done. So it's awesome.
Yes, it is. That's Grace Manziel from Roberts, Wisconsin, a student on the UW-Madison campus and a member of the Badger Dairy Club that will be the energy behind the more than 20,000 grilled cheese sandwiches they'll be selling. They also expect to kick out somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 chocolate shakes.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
It's going to be a tough decision for a lot of Wisconsin farmers to decide if they want to attend World Dairy Expo with the beautiful weather we're enjoying. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service says 66% of our corn silage has been harvested and 4% of our corn for grain is already harvested. About 6% of our soybeans have already been combined. 72% of our potatoes have been harvested. So there's still some work to be done when it comes to the harvest of 2025. We'll see you at World Dairy Expo. That's a quick update on Food and Fiber News on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 56 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another partly cloudy warm day with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman. So you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
This is Jim Santel, the host of Amicus, a law review on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Every step you take at the Dane County Walk to End Alzheimer's brings hope to families affected by dementia. Join WMDX on October 5th at Warner Park as we walk to raise funds for care, support, and research. Free registration at alz.org/walk.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by the executive director of Block, Angela Lang. We discuss the current state of the gubernatorial candidates here in the state of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
We can change the world. We are ready.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Beautiful day out there in the capital city, Madison. We're overlooking State Street. No leaf blower guy this morning yet.
Right.
Or no sidewalk buffer out there yet.
No. Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful day, though, nonetheless. 56 degrees to start things out, yeah. But temperatures are climbing already. We'll get into the low 80s. Later this afternoon, with plenty of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds along the way. Time now for us to say hello to Hannah Van. She is with the Walk to End Alzheimer's, and we'll get an update. Things are happening this weekend at Warner Park. It's Sunday, and we've got a WMDX team, and we'll be out there walking along with a lot of other people. Hannah, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, especially, like you said, this week leading up to the walk.
Yes.
So what do people need to know about Alzheimer's? A lot of the research has progressed a bit, and there's always something new to update. What can you tell us about the fight against Alzheimer's? What's the latest?
Yeah, what's the latest? I love that. So in the past 4 years, we are truly in what we call the era of treatment. So we are making moves in the way of research. And that is happening because of events like the Walk to End Alzheimer's, those fundraising efforts, our advocacy efforts, all things of that sort. But right now, there are two treatments available for people in the early stages of an Alzheimer's diagnosis. They are available via an IV infusion, and they are there to help slow the progression of the disease. So we are still out here this Sunday. We are going to be walking because we ultimately, of course, want to find a cure to this ugly disease. So those fundraising dollars that are being raised are helping locally families, but also helping us get to that ultimate cure.
Some of the statistics are just amazing, though. Currently, more than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, and over 11 million family and friends provide their unpaid care. For the Walk to End Alzheimer's, there's something like 600 communities nationwide participating. I mean, this is an amazing effort. We were out there last year walking with everybody, and it was really quite a community gathering. And tell us what people can expect if they come out to the out to Warner Park on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. So Madison is, one of actually 627 walks that happen across the nation this fall. And so our walk, as you said, is this Sunday at Warner Park. We gather outside of the Rainbow Shelter behind the Mallard Stadium, and we're hoping to have 1,100 walkers. Many of those are made up by family caregivers, professional caregivers, and just those impacted by Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. So the event will open at 8:30. We invite you to come join us, explore some of our vendor tables. We've got a kids zone. There's a beautiful playground. And then at 10 a.m., we host our opening ceremony. And that is when we share the latest in research. We talk briefly about our advocacy efforts, where the dollars are going. And then we also spotlight some people right here in Dane County living with Alzheimer's disease, their caregivers, and so on. One thing that's unique about our walk is everybody gets a pinwheel flower, mm-hmm. And the color of their flower represents their connection to the disease. So at the end of the ceremony, there's a beautiful display of all these flowers just waving in the wind. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully we'll have roughly 1,100 of those being held high fighting for that cure.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have like written materials for those who are participating in this to kind of know a little bit about Alzheimer's, what people can do to prevent Alzheimer's, or at least hold it off for as long as you possibly can at this point. I think that's where our research is at this point, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk a lot. So within outside of our event and fundraising, you know, we want to make sure that families know that the Alzheimer's Association is here in this community and we are ready to help. We can offer one-on-one care consults. We've got over 13 different support groups locally. So we'll match you to make sure you are in the right one. But we are here to help through every step of the way, along with other partnered agencies like the ADRC and so on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And we've got our team together ready to walk on Sunday, and we'll have a WMDX booth there as well. You can go to WMDXradio.com and actually sign up right there to donate or be a part of the walk. Hannah, anything else you want to add about this Sunday?
No, super excited. Bring the sunshine, and I can't wait to see you all. Yeah, you can even register right at the event. So anytime between 8:30 and 10 a.m., you can register and show support as we walk to find a cure.
All right.
Hannah Van, thank you so much. We'll see you on Sunday. Looking forward to
it. Good. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you. Good. That's Hannah Van with the Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Yeah, a lot of progress taking place, treating Alzheimer's, you know, making it less aggressive than it is.
Yeah, and it's and this is a fun day, actually. You know, I mean, it's a good community gathering, and last year it was just tremendous to see all the people out there and go for a nice walk around Warner Park.
Yeah,
so hope you can join us.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. We have CJ. What do you got for us today, CJ?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good.
Doing okay.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I heard you play the clip of Charlie Kirk. I just want to reiterate that 125,000 requests for new chapters. The wildfire spreads.
Yeah. Why do you think that is? Why do you think people want to have a chapter in their school?
I think people are looking for a connection of family, faith, and country.
Did that debate enlighten anybody? Did it tell them maybe that they're on the wrong path, thinking that they might get those kind of qualities?
I think it's quite obvious that people are realizing I go to church every Sunday, and it is packed.
Mm-hmm. That's good. But we don't need religion in schools. We don't need religion shoved in our face in our politics. All we need is to go to church on Sunday if we want.
Well, we don't need it driven out either. We've seen where that's gotten.
Well, we're not driving it out. You know, people, look, I think it's a family responsibility if conservatives and MAGAs want everybody else to toe the line instead of using their own responsibility to teach their children about religion. I find that to be problematic. I think they're bad parents relying on schools and other sources, like maybe, you know, Turning Point USA, to teach religion to our kids. I think, you know, it's the parents' responsibility. It's a personal matter. It's not something public like this.
Well, we found out that people were relying on school to teach them things. And what they were teaching them,
not religion,
was stuff that most families don't want schools teaching them.
Okay, well, they have a choice. No, they have a choice. They don't even have to teach their children anything. And that's a great parent, by the way. I enjoy them.
You know, and can I just say one thing?
Okay.
Because I always hear this gentleman from Milwaukee call after I call.
Charles.
You know, the white privilege stuff. But listen to him. Mm. Everything he says has to do, leads up with race. What he teaches his children, what he teaches, everything that he talks about, he leads with race.
But isn't that,
and
no,
that's what
I don't.
Kirk didn't want.
I do not see that. And I think Charlie Kirk uses race constantly. He brings it up. He sees color. He does not go by merit. He always wonders if a black pilot has those qualifications, or was she an affirmative action hire? I think that sees color. I don't think that goes by merit.
No.
CJ, I got to take a break.
From Milwaukee sees color right off the bat.
Well, we,
and DEI is dead.
We haven't gotten rid of systemic racism. CJ, we have not gotten rid of it. Now, I want to get to something. We have Charles on the line. All right, let's go to Charles right
CJ
away.
CJ was right. Okay.
Charles, respond to what CJ said.
Good morning. It's perfect timing.
It is.
CJ, I would just like to let you know I'm a 53-year-old black man. I actually live in Oconomowoc. My wife is white. I have a biracial son. My daughter-in-law is white. I have two biracial granddaughters, but I'm not fooled. I'm a black man living in America, and it is about race.
That's right. Absolutely.
So CJ can say whatever he wants to say.
Yeah.
I'm not a hateful man. I am one of the nicest people you will probably ever meet.
I agree.
Anybody will tell you that. But
that's right.
I'm not fooled that to think that there is not racism in this country. There is, and
right.
I'm not going to fool myself.
Yeah.
I don't talk to my kids about hate. I talk to my kids about reality. We have reality talks because they've experienced racism.
Mm-hmm.
So being white, you can say, oh, well, they're always talking about race. Well, yeah, because it still affects us today.
It does. It really does affect us today.
Charles, thank you.
Charles, thanks for responding. It is so ridiculous to accuse people of DEI. DEI is just another racist way of saying we want systemic racism to exist and be a part of our American society, and it's just wrong. It's always been wrong.
From Sun Prairie says, that's rich. CJ thinks racism isn't real as a white man. Uh-huh. And CJ had the privilege to ignore racism, but black people have to live it every day.
That's right.
That's another great point.
It is. Okay. It is. It's just outrageous that we, I don't know why we let DEI become illegal in this country. I don't know how that happened. You know, if I were a corporation, I'd tell the administration to go, F themselves, only because it's my choice. What I want to do, I can do. And here's the thing, and you've experienced this probably throughout your life too, way back when we applied for work and we didn't get the job, did we sit there and say, well, gee, I wonder who got that job,
right,
and were they qualified?
Yeah. No.
We accepted the fact that we weren't taken for that job. I am not the person hiring me. I don't know what their qualifications are. I don't know what they're looking for their business. They have all the control in the world over what they do in their business. Not me. And I can't suppose that the other person got it because of DEI. It's not my place to say that. And this is a whole new construct by this administration, DEI. It's totally made up. And corporations have the option of hiring who they want. And by the way, you're sitting across from the guy who's hiring you. A lot of times, it has something to do with personality conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
They see you as somebody, well, I don't want that guy representing our company.
I don't know if
it's a personality conflict.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that's not DEI. They have an option to do what they want to do. We have an option to walk on and apply for work someplace else. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
We don't blame anybody for DEI, and that's what this administration is doing. It's a crutch.
All right, 7:48. When we come back, we'll talk to Jesse Christensen about some new laws that they're trying to pass up on cannabis and THC and everything else. We'll get that update from Jesse when we come back. Stay with us.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, helping people change their lives by improving their hearing. They offer fast and flexible appointments with individualized care. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com and take a free hearing test online. They help John Peterson, they help me, and they can help you too. Call them at 608-249-4077. Don't let hearing loss frustrate you anymore. Go to MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Green and Gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
This portion of John and Gordy is brought to you by Verlo Mattress East and West in Madison. There's a Labor Day sale going on through September. While supplies last, get a doorbuster queen-size mattress for $299 or a king-size for $399. Ask about their deals on adding foundation. Go to Verlo.com.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Oh, Mary Jane.
.7 WMDX. It is 7:52. John and Gordy in the morning. Want to remind you that we are still in a keyword hour. The keyword is win. What's this all about? It's the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. Your chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. We're giving away every day. Plus, every entry puts you into a grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club level tickets to the Green Bay, Minnesota game in November. Just go to the Civic Media app, go to WMDX, hit the text button, and text us the word win. You have a few more minutes, but if you don't get in this hour, you can try again during 9 a.m. hour, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Good luck to you. Go to civicmedia.us/contest for more rules.
All right. Our special guest, Jesse Christensen from Cannabis DNP. And
good to see you again.
You've been on the show once before, and it was a fantastic discussion. You use science in order to bring us some of the products that you have. And we have, of course, something going on at the state legislative level that is trying to ban some of the products that you produce. and so many other competitors as well. I mean, this is a huge market in the state at this point. And you and all the others have been accused of exploiting a loophole. No, it really wasn't a loophole or anything. It was just, you know, expanding the business. No one really looked at it as exploitation or anything like that. You're just creating a product out there. Why don't we play the cut here from the legislature? This is Linda Brill Sheboygan, and she came up with this legislation. This is Channel 3000 covering the story. Let's listen.
What was it again? Sorry.
174.
Okay. Here we go.
At the state capitol, Republican lawmakers are moving to close a THC loophole by redefining legal hemp. Right now, hemp-derived products like Delta 8 and THCA, which experts say can have psychoactive effects, are legal. The proposed bill would stop those products from hitting the market. Businesses built under the current law could be forced to shut down. But the bill's lead author argues the industry should have known better.
This market was created because of a loophole, and that was a chance that businesses took when they opened their business.
It would completely handicap an industry that is generating incomes, jobs, rental spaces. It's foolish.
That was Brooke Bartels, who's preparing to open a dispensary in Madison. He says lawmakers should focus on regulation instead of a ban. He says that outlawing hemp-derived THC could fuel a black market surge. The bill is still in its early stages and is currently circulating for co-sponsorship.
All right, Jesse, what do you think about something like that?
So, yeah, when I listened to this the first time around, it was very confusing to me for the fact that Delta-8 products, THCA products from the hemp industry has been very beneficial for a lot of the consumers, a lot of the retailers, and a lot of the farmers that are being hit right now with unknown tariffs and looking for payouts to help keep them afloat. This industry is needed. In 2018, 2022, we had advisory referendums asking Wisconsin voters if we wanted a legalized program. And each time our votes increased, saying that there was more yays than nays. And that took up more than half of Wisconsin. So the voters are speaking, but nobody's really listening. When they're talking about that these could be dangerous, some can be. Regulation would be an idea to run as opposed to what's going on right now. But we need to do it smart. We need to do it with information and evidence and not just isolated events. When I was reading the article, they brought up the gateway theory, which has been out of the science lexicon for since about 2000, 2010. It started in the 1950s, 1970s, but science has backed up the fact that that is not a real thing.
A Dragnet 67 emphasized that.
Was it? Yeah. So when I hear people using terminology like that, I can understand that they're using fear. And fear is a very strong emotion. Fear will help push an agenda and make people vote against what they want. It's very strong. The other thing, too, is these isolated incidences, such as the one that was quoted in Stoughton at the pizzeria using THC-infused dough and oil for dough, got about 85 people sick. There was no charges pressed. They just mocked it up as an accident.
But that can happen.
It can happen, but it was an isolated event. Yeah. It happened in a shared kitchen. So instead of using isolated events to go for a broad ban on things that would drive people back to a black market or unregulated products, regulation would be the step to go if that's the avenue we're going to take, because then we can actually benefit from packaging, labeling, dosing, extraction processes, things that are safer for our community as opposed to driving it back to the black market or driving people to other states like we did in the past.
Now, you mentioned that the public is on board with regulating this, making it safer for everybody.
Right.
Is there an effort by any of the politicians to get a better bill as opposed to just opposing it or making it illegal and putting all these businesses out of business?
There's people in the Capitol that are positing a new bill. For me to speak on that is kind of out of my realm. If you want more information on things of that nature, the Wisconsin Cannabis Activists are a wonderful organization. They know all things politics, all things cannabis. That would be your reference to use if you wanted more information on what bills are actually in the Capitol at the moment. I can't speak on that part.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jesse, it's good to have you in and check in with you every once in a while. And again, your business is...
Cannabis DMP, Laffy Taffy's. I also go by Dr. Merce.
Okay.
Yeah, therapeutic taffies, daytime, nighttime, different profiles, and they're absolutely amazing.
And you can find your business online at?
CannabisDNP.com. D as in doctor, N as in nurse, P as in practitioner.
Very good.
It's always good to hear from you.
Always happy to be here.
All right, Jesse. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on the show, Mike McCabe will join us. That's going to do it for us for today. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. John, have a great day.
Well, I will, listening to Stephanie Miller. You'll have more of these cuts that you can't wait to hear from the administration.
So long.
John Gordy Show.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Top military generals and admirals from around the world gathering in Virginia right now. They are hearing from War Secretary Pete Hegseth, who told those assembled,
"The motto of my first platoon was those who long for peace must prepare for war."
Hegseth talking about a warrior ethos he once adopted at the Pentagon. President Trump's also there as a government shutdown looms. The deadline is midnight tonight. Democrats pushing for an extension of Obamacare subsidies. Republicans saying that's not a part of the funding deal. Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks from New York.
They have the ability to right now to say that we're going to keep Medicaid and the subsidies to the Affordable Care Act in place.
Hamas has yet to respond to the 20-point Gaza ceasefire plan that's gaining international support. Outer bands of Hurricane Umberto lashing Bermuda, newly formed Hurricane Imelda close behind. This is ABC News.